This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast on a Monday morning from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, nationally syndicated on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now to us. Thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the construction workers. Thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Yeah, how are you doing this Monday?
Doing great.
All right, even though you got to contend with Nancy Pelosi. All right, well, let's get going with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news, I guess, yesterday was once again the president turned around and is holding firm on his demand for a wall before he gives in to anything from the left side of the aisle, if you will. But he's changed what he's talking about to build the wall with. Now he's talking about, instead of concrete, he's talking about using United States steel companies, and he's going to reach out to a couple today to find out if they can produce some really nice grade of steel, slabs or sheets or something like that, to build a wall and keep it here in the country as far as when it comes to using the steel, which probably would make it cheaper than using concrete anyway.
Well, that's exactly right, and certainly this looks to be part, Captain, of whatever negotiations are going on. As we know, Vice President Mike Pence was at the White House yesterday on Sunday in another round of negotiations. Of course, it doesn't appear that there was much progress made, but one of the things, though, is that President Trump seems to be open to the possibility of building what I guess would be called a big fence, a big barrier.
A see-through barrier,
exactly, but it wouldn't be, quote-unquote, a concrete wall, which I guess is what the Democrats have been up in arms about this whole time. Maybe they just don't want to call it a wall, but here's what President Trump is trying to do, I think. He's ultimately trying to get that barrier in place because he understands the national security implications of it. He understands the implications of human trafficking and drug trafficking and, of course, people coming over the border illegally in the unprotected area. And I think President Trump is going to stand firm on this. If the Democrats want to call it a fence, then I think he'll go along with that. But at the same time, the Democrats have got to want to make some kind of a deal. And up to this point, they have said they don't want to make any deal.
Well, here's what the president had to say before he went over to Camp David. Let's see here.
Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval? And second,
yes,
on
I
Mexico,
have.
You have.
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. I may do it. But we could call a national emergency and build it very quickly. And it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
So is that a threat hanging over the Democrats?
I never threaten anybody. But I am allowed to do that, yes.
Second question.
Called a national emergency.
Now, Adam Smith, the Democrat from Washington, who's the incoming chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, said, and I quote, President Trump does have the authority to declare an emergency and have the U.S. military build a border wall. End of quote.
Yes, that's exactly what Representative Smith said earlier. And he, of course, put his own sort of opinion spin on it, of course, saying he thought it was a bad use of Defense Department dollars. But that's really neither here nor there, Captain. The idea is, does the president have the authority to do this? And I think he does. You've talked to people, of course, who also believe
that
he does, constitutional lawyers, scholars.
Yep, and a constitutional scholar, absolutely.
Exactly right. And what the president's talking about here, I think this is so important. He's talking about a national emergency. Now, of course, it could be challenged in the courts. It would be challenged in the courts.
Well, they would have to prove, if it went to the courts, they'd have to prove what the emergency is. And it wouldn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what the emergency is. Number one, it's all the drugs coming in. Number two, it's people we don't even know who in the hell they are or where they're coming from. If they say they're coming from El Salvador or Honduras or wherever it is, we don't know for sure because we can't vet them.
Well, exactly right. And this is exactly one of the primary functions of the President of the United States, is to protect the American people. And I do think you can show that there is an emergency going on. Now, I heard a comment earlier today as well, Captain, that somebody said, well, if President Trump does something like this, who's to stop a future president from declaring a national emergency in health care and nationalizing health care with a stroke of a pen, these kinds of things. I don't see that as the same kind of a deal that we're looking at here.
Not at all.
Yeah, because this involves people coming over our borders. This is demonstrable. It is definable. And the president may fall back on that in order to get his promise to the American people kept.
Well, that's very true. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and here comes the music. So we'll have to hold the rest of it for when we come back. And I'll tell you what, we're not done talking about the border yet, because a lot of people said a lot of things yesterday, number one. And nobody said anything about a nice see-through obstruction. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
All righty, and you know, tomorrow is Tuesday, and I will be starting out our Have Lunch with the Captain series over at the Mission Barbecue for you folks here in Tampa or St. Petersburg or Clearwater or Tarpon Springs or Newport Richey or even Orlando. If you want to drive over and have lunch with the Captain at the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue, I'll be there from noon to 1:30. We've got a table all set up there, a couple of big tables put together, and we'll have a lot of our normal folks that have been going with us to the other place we were going at. They'll be coming over there, and we'll be adding new people to the mix, too. And the reason I've chosen Mission Barbecue is because every day at noontime, everything comes to a stop. And they played the national anthem on their TV screens. And, of course, the veterans that are standing there will salute. Civilians will put their hands over their heart. They'll also sing the national anthem if they do choose to do so. And it's quite a stirring feeling to be able to stand there amongst all that. And the other thing is if you are a veteran and you do come over to have lunch with the captain, wear your military cover or wear some sort of shirt that identifies yourself as a veteran, because once they know you're a veteran, you will get a free dessert with whatever you decide to order. That's number one. And number two, we certainly would like to see you tomorrow at the Mission Barbecue, 12 noon to 1:30 p.m., 5602 West Waters Avenue, in the Town and Country section of Tampa, right there at the end of the runway, just about a mile up the road from where the planes take off and land. But anyway, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You coming to lunch?
I would love to. I'm going to be there one day. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll love this place that I'm telling you about. Okay, well, back to the fence, because now it's not a wall. Now it's going to be a reinforced fence made out of steel. And, of course, the president has said that he is contacting a couple of United States steel manufacturers today to get an idea of what this might involve. But, of course, I do believe that steel is going to be cheaper than concrete using it the way they're going to use it. I could be wrong, but we'll see.
Well, it seems intuitive that it would be cheaper than the construction of what we would traditionally think of as a concrete wall. So yeah, exactly. It may be a way to save money. It may be a way to complete the fence perhaps faster than originally anticipated as well.
Now, John Bolton has taken a little trip overseas, and he has said U.S. forces will remain in northeastern Syria until Turkey agrees not to go after the Kurds. Now, they will be there until ISIS is completely defeated, and we will be there with them. And apparently, this is something that is going on right now, because the president's broad authority to protect U.S. interests anywhere around the world includes protecting our forces, which are there in Syria at that base, which the Turks have already said that they're going to go after the Kurds that are there that are working with us, and that's just not going to happen.
Well, exactly right, and I hope that this begins to quell the statements by various people who, the Kurds are going to be massacred, and it's going to be President Trump's fault, and if you agree with President Trump's idea of bringing troops out of these areas, especially in Syria, that somehow you're complicit in the massacre of the upcoming massacre of the Kurds. Well, of course, nothing could be further from the truth, and the president and Secretary Bolton are laying that out very, very clearly.
Now, the other thing is Mick Mulvaney has talked about the president's willing to take this concrete off the table for the wall, number one. And number two, right now, there's no reason to think that this might not be something that could be an interesting discussion point, because the news, when we came on the top of the hour, was listening to the SRN Radio Network News, and they were talking about they made a little progress yesterday. Didn't say what the progress was, though.
Well, exactly right. It looks to be slow going, but this idea, again, of taking the concrete wall, quote-unquote, off the table might be a way of getting these negotiations started. I think it's really important. Now, obviously, President Trump can invoke the emergency and so forth, as we talked about.
Sure.
But the Democrats, their rallying cry is, look, we've got to reopen the government, and then we'll talk about border security. And if you believe that, it got to bridge to Celia in Brooklyn as well. But of course, they don't want to have anything to do with the border wall, border fence, border barrier, because it is antithetical to the way that they believe they're going to get new voters, they're going to continue to establish their power base. And so they don't want anything to do with the wall. So the president is using the bargaining chip that he has, and that is to keep the government shut down until such time as they're willing to have some kind of actual negotiation about it, because otherwise they'll reopen it, quote unquote, and then the Democrats will go, huh, what, we're not going to talk about that ever again, this kind of thing.
Now let's go over across the pond and talk about the United Kingdom and what the Brits are up to, because Britain is scheduled to leave the EU on March the 29th, but Prime Minister Theresa May is struggling now to try to get her exit deal approved by Parliament, which is opening up a huge uncertainty over whether or not a deal is even possible, and some polling over the weekend that came out makes it even more difficult to understand how they're going to do this, because the country is split 54-46 in favor of remaining in Brexit, and the people now believe if they were given a chance to vote, the people that is, to vote whether or not to stay in and out of the European Union, they would vote to stay in it.
Well, right. Right. And, you know, again, I think then they vote before and then suddenly it was, no, we can't go down that road. We have to try to change that, the results of that election. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. And you're right. She is struggling very, very
well. There's a poll of more than, 25,000 voters that was commissioned by the People's Vote Campaign, which is the group that's spearheading an increasingly vocal push for a second referendum on Brexit. And, of course, on Sunday, Prime Minister May reiterated her opposition to holding a second referendum, saying that it would be divisive and disrespectful to those who voted to leave it in or to leave in the initial vote. Well, you know, obviously opinions change, and this time around, they believe that they'd be better off staying in Brexit rather than out of it. And, I mean, just the basic poll is 46-39%. That's a difference of 7. And then the split was 54-46 with those who voted against it the first time, or voted to get out of it, rather. Now it's that same group of people is 54-46 in favor of staying in.
Well, exactly. So, you know, it becomes the question again, you know, whose decision is going to rule here? And if you take a vote on something and you don't like it, well, then just try to create controversy until you can get down the road a little bit and maybe get a different outcome of all that. But it seems to me that they spoke very clearly initially. And yes, opinions may have changed. But again, it's very strange to see this kind of thing happen when there was a clear message to begin with.
Right. And let's see here. I'm looking at my time here. Okay, I got about a minute. I think what I'll do is I'll mention this. President Trump is expressing optimism in his trade talks with China. Where do you think that's going to go? You think we're going to accomplish something there, or we're just going to go over there and spin our wheels again?
Well, I think that generally speaking, there is a deal to be made, but it's got to be a good deal, as President Trump himself might say. It's got to be a good deal. It's got to be good for the United States. I think that China is not in the most powerful positions as it might think that it is, and China needs a good deal. So there is room for some real negotiation here, and perhaps hammering something out that would get rid of the tariffs and would allow that trade to flow more freely.
By the way, have you heard the latest about Ocasio-Cortez?
What's that?
She says that she believes in being morally correct is more important than precise accuracy. What exactly does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that more gobbledygook on her part?
I guess. I think everybody would like to be morally correct.
I think she's talking in code here now or something.
Or something,
oh, and by the way, she wants to lead a delegation of Muslim congressional members over to Judea and to Palestine.
Wow. Well,
yeah, here we go.
Yeah, she's really, now she's really reaching, I think.
Well, we know about all this. We know what she was going to do. And unfortunately, it's all coming to bear here. And maybe somebody with a brain in her head in the district that elected her realized that she's the furthest thing from the brightest light bulb on the street. Maybe they might want to consider getting her out of there. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to tell you an astonishing number that you won't believe of the candidates that have already filed and registered with the Federal Election Commission to run for president in 2020. And it's a lot more than 30, 40, 50, or 60. Wait till I tell you this one. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. As the partial government shutdown drags on, the president says he needs to deal directly with Democratic leaders, but they need to agree to fund his border wall. Washington Post senior correspondent Dan Balls tells CBS's Face the Nation this will probably be resolved.
But the question is how long each side is prepared to hold out, and I think at some point there will be enough pain and suffering and complaints and issues that pop up as a result of the hardships caused by government being shut down that will eventually force a solution.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells NBC's Meet the Press the president has some flexibility.
Call it a wall, call it a fence. The president actually said he didn't care what you call it. He says as long as it's effective, he doesn't care what you call it. We need something to prevent people from coming into this country illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold, because if you live in the South, especially Florida, you know that there's 300,000 species of mold, and mold is a common occurrence in some of these houses down here that we have in Florida, because mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch of other ailments. So don't put your family at risk. DR Mold Solutions has the EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or office, and I have used them before, and they work very, very well, because as most of you know, I bought an older home back in 2010 when I moved up from Sarasota to the St. Petersburg Gateway section, and I fixed it up, had some work done to it to fix it up, had it painted, had a lot of different things done, and yeah, we found mold, and I had to use somebody. Well, it was this company, DR Mold, and they did a great job. So you can contact
DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment, and they will travel anywhere in the state of Florida. That's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622. And ask about their New Year's special and always tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, We Kill Mold. There's a clickable link right there on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, if you want to go there and check them out. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I know you know the answer, but let's just kind of do as if you don't know the answer. How many people have already filed with the Federal Election Commission to run for president in 2020? I'll give you a hint. Is it more than 100?
I think so, yes.
Is it more than 200?
I think so.
Is it more than 300?
Yep.
Is it more than 400?
I think it's just over that, yes.
Folks, listen to this one. More than 440 candidates have already filed with the Federal Election Commission to run for president in 2020. My God. Now, here's the breakdown of the major groups. 133 Democrats, 60 Republicans, 18 Libertarians, and 10 Green Party members, and the rest of them are independent, no party affiliations. And how on earth? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really
have
is.
You ever heard of that?
No, that's really something. I suppose at least at this point, Mitt Romney's name's not on there.
No, I don't know. I'd have to wade through all the names to find it, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I know Elizabeth Warren's on there, and that, what's his name, Juan Castro?
Yep.
He's on there. He's already filed. And again, these are the filings that you have to do with the Federal Elections Commission to run for president, to let them know that you are a candidate when you do the exploratory campaign or committee and all that stuff, which allows you to start fundraising, which is why these people get out there so early, right?
It's exactly right. You know, I think one of the interesting developments that we'll see here, and perhaps pretty quick, Captain, is whether or not Joe Biden, former Vice President Biden, might jump in to this race.
Wait a minute. He's ready to say something here.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Okay, well, that's about it.
Well, right. Well, as you know, he kind of stepped aside for Hillary Clinton, you know, way back in the 2016.
Yeah, and I think he's kicking himself in the butt for that, because he probably thinks that he could have beat Donald Trump, and maybe he could have.
Well, exactly. So it's going to be interesting, and what we hear, Captain, is that they're telling him he's got to make his decision pretty quickly, because then the big money will go find other candidates, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But he may be able to be in for some big support, but that's going to drive a lot of this, I think, in terms of other candidates like Elizabeth Warren and others, whether or not they will, you know, how they're going to start battling for the nomination.
Now, there's a couple of Supreme Court cases that are coming up, and one of them involves an American Indian from the Crow tribe of Indians who was hunting elk on a Crow reservation. Now, Indians do not need a hunting or fishing license to hunt or fish on the reservation. You know that, right?
Right. They're sovereign. Mm-hmm.
And adjoining this Crow Indian reservation, where they actually shot three elk, and the elk traipsed their way out of the reservation into the Bighorn National Forest and then collapsed and died, where the game wardens happened to notice that these Indians were on the trail, and they followed them, and they arrested them and charged them with misdemeanors for hunting without a license and during a closed season when elk weren't even in season. Well, again, going back to the Indians and their tribal rules, there is no season on the reservation. They can hunt anytime, anywhere, any place they want. And if you wound an animal, okay, and it goes off and dies somewhere, if you wound an animal and you track it and it goes off, like, say, from point A and winds up in point B, you can go get that animal and still harvest the animal, if you will. Anybody can do that. But, of course, of all things, the game wardens charge them with shooting elk not in season, even though the whole incident originated on their reservation. Now, as a result, there's a treaty involved here. the 1868 Crow Treaty, which gave them to the right to hunt whenever and where whenever they wanted to. The treaty preempted state law. In other words, if they wanted to go out and hunt anywhere on public land, they could do so without having to have a license or whether or not it was in season. That was the treaty that they have. And this is going to the Supreme Court, Kyle. Who would have thought it, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, it sounds like a slam dunk, basically.
Well, yeah, because the 1868 Federal Treaty gives the right to hunt on unoccupied lands of the United States, thereby permitting the present-day criminal conviction of the Crow member who engaged in the subsistence hunting for his own family, which, of course, is perfectly legal under tribal law. Now, there's a second one involving a drug company that we're going to hear about, and that's Merck, Sharp, and Dohme Corporation. Hundreds of lawsuits were consolidated against the drug manufacturer claiming that the osteoporosis drug Fosamax caused thigh bone fractures and that the FDA-approved label failed to warn about this side effect. Now, this is a major case. It's a class action suit, and it involves several hundred people.
That's exactly right, Captain. And part of this has to do with wording on the warning labels for this medicine called Fosamax.
Right.
And what Merck is claiming is that they were under review. It was under review by the FDA, and they couldn't make the changes on the label. But what, of course, is being argued against them is that it makes no difference. You got to put the warning labels on there. This is our understanding of the case, regardless of whether or not they've got the approval yet. In other words, they can't blame the FDA for slowing that up because you had all these people, as you said, have these femoral fractures, basically.
And the drug manufacturers being charged with not providing the relevant scientific data are doing the tests that should have been done because had they done what they were supposed to do, the FDA probably would have rejected the drug altogether.
Exactly right. So this is going to be a very interesting case. As you said, this involves several hundred people, and it sounds like a pretty big deal. You don't want to have these kinds of fractures if you could have avoided it.
Now, I want you to understand something here because you're going to love this one. The House and the Senate will be in session this week, 3 days, January 8th. Well, actually 4 days, January 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Not bad work, right?
Well, if you can get it, exactly.
But under the provisions of the 116th session of Congress, where Democrats control the House with 235 to 199, Republicans control the Senate 53 to 47, they have decided to meet less this year than they did last year when the Republicans were in charge by a significant number. Now, wait till you hear this one, because the schedule for the House and the Senate, they're expected to be in session fewer days in 2019 than they were in 2018. The Senate is scheduled to meet for 168 days in 2019, and the House is scheduled to meet for 130 days, 130, 38 days less. Now, in 2018, the Senate met for 186 days, so their 168 is 18 fewer, right?
That's right.
And the House met for 171. So the 130 that they plan on being in session this year, there's 41 days less. Holy smokes.
Well, people can certainly make their opinions known to the new Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Capitol Hill.
Well, here we go. They're getting paid. And by the way, they get an annual cost of living raise automatically every year. So these people are getting paid more money to do less work. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it just wonderful?
Absolutely.
All right, hold that. All right, whoa, I got to let you go because it's coming up in the Trucker Report. All right, well, Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. Time flies when you're having fun. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time is kind of what no man is run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
eastbound and down, loaded up in trucking. I'll tell you what, we're going to start out in the south tonight because I don't want everybody to get in shock here when I tell you what's coming back across the country, especially in the north. But locally heavy mountain snow will continue across the Rockies with areas of strong gusty winds and zero visibility. Now, a big low-pressure system across the upper Midwest is going to bring heavy snow to the far northern areas and snow, freezing rain, and rain to the rest of the area. The snow will spread into the northeast Monday night into Wednesday, and the Great Lake Effect machine has already kicked into effect from Ripley, New York, all the way along the lake, Rochester, New York, over towards Oswego, Pulaski, Fulton, and Watertown, New York, and wow, here we go again. But let me go right away up into the northern plains of the U.S. North Dakota, Fargo, snow, all the way north to the Canadian line up 29. Minnesota, snow. You're getting it there in the Twin Cities tonight. You got a winter storm warning up towards Duluth, Minnesota tonight for a significant amount of snow there, so be careful. Wisconsin, if you're traveling towards Minnesota, towards the Twin Cities on 94, you're probably going to be in snow by the time you get to Madison, Wisconsin. You'll have it all the way to Minneapolis. However, up in the Green Bay area, a winter storm warning. And for the western and northern part of Michigan tonight, you've got lake effect snow going on there, and it could be heavy at times. So that's the problem areas tonight. And, of course, as I said, New York, on the New York Thruway, Ripley, all the way up to Buffalo, all the way over to Rochester, and then north of Syracuse from Oswego County up into Jefferson County and then St. Lawrence County with heavy snow, heavy lake effect snow. All right, going out west, Washington State, east of Seattle in the mountains, snow. Then going across into Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, and over towards 4th of July, snow. Most of Idaho is inundated with snow. Winter storm warning around Boise. Snow in Montana, the western part of Montana moving to the east. Winter storm warning for the western part of Wyoming moving east. High winds ahead of the snow. And in the northern part of Utah, you've got snow coming up out of Salt Lake. You've got snow west now going from about Wendover all the way across to Reno. Winter storm warning in the Elko, Nevada area, as well as over towards Reno. Donner, it looks like you may have to hang iron going over the top of Donner tonight. And the entire mountainous area along the California-Nevada line is in a winter storm warning tonight, including down into the San Bernardino Mountains, with some wind to the west coming in off the ocean that's going to drive the snow, so it's going to make it really difficult. Now, Colorado, you've got snow in the Denver area and going up over Eisenhower. You've got windy conditions, but this storm is going to move across, I-80, and I-90, and I-94, and I-25 will be affected north-south. I-15 will be affected north-south, and you'll be okay down below. I-40, you don't have any problems there tonight, except for maybe when you get out into California, going up over Tehachapi. But I-20, I-30, I-10... all looking good. Got a little bit of rain in Louisiana tonight, a little bit of scattered showers in the eastern part of Texas, and a little bit of rain up in the central part of Mississippi tonight. But Florida, we're looking good here. It's a cool night in Florida, I'll tell you that. Temperatures up towards Tallahassee where the inauguration is going to be. It'll be warm today, but it'll be cool in the morning because right here in Tampa, it's supposed to be down near 52 or 53 degrees by morning. And you're looking good. All the roads, Alligator Alley, 75 South, I-4 across, I-95 South. I'm going to take I-95 and run it north all the way up into Maine. I don't see any problems at all weather-wise for you. And then I-75 north. They'll take it and go all the way into Michigan. You will have problems going north of Detroit. Looks like about 40 or 50 miles north of Detroit, you will run right into that snowstorm, the lake effect snowstorm that's up there. So be careful going north if you're going up into northern Michigan. And let's see here. One last little thing here. As the day progresses, the lake effect machine is supposed to kick into more high effect there because it's going to drift down further down onto the New York Thruway, and it looks like it's going to snow all the way to Albany later in the day. But anyway, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships now to serve you. That's Moss Nissan in Crystal River and Newport Richey, where you serve, you save. All active duty military, all first responders, active or retired, and veterans too, and our 911 dispatchers all get preferred pricing and save thousands of dollars on your new vehicles. Also, don't forget Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs and Moss Family Chevrolet, 16414 Northdale Mabry in Tampa, Florida, where you get the Chevrolet employee discount. Everybody gets that on your new vehicle purchases. And don't forget, you tell them the captain sent you, if you make your best deal, you'll get another $500 off. But you got to tell them. You can't just sit there and go, where's my $500? You got to mention the captain sent me. Once you do that, you get an extra $500 off on your vehicles at any of the Moss Family Automotive locations. All right. To the phone lines we go. 60 seconds with Todd. What kind of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, I want to say thank God, thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for Donald Trump being in the in the White House dealing with these, what do you want to call them, nice people, Pelosi and Schumer. They don't want to protect the American people. Where's that? Well, how about that beautiful kid Jamal who's going to be quarterback at USC or UCLA who got killed by an illegal? I mean, do you understand what talent you have to have for a college coach to come to your house and say, son, we want you to possibly play quarterback for our college at USC or UCLA? Troy Aikman came out of there. Are you kidding me? Out of Oklahoma and then UCLA. It's unbelievable. Don, stand with the American people while the government shut down. Figure out ways to get money to the American people. And we just stand. We want to thank our Lord and Savior. And I want to say a great preacher passed away. His name was Norval Hayes from Cleveland, Tennessee, and he never, and besides Billy Graham, and to me, he's the greatest preacher that ever lived, and he taught about how Jesus does business, and I never even knew Jesus was a businessman. Praise God forever. Thank God for Donald J. Trump. Let's get to work and save the country, and everyone do your part, and thank our first responders and our military, the greatest in the world. God bless you, Ken.
All righty, and we got music coming up in my ear here. But coming up in the next hour, top of the hour, we're going to have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And never really know what she's going to talk about, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting. And don't forget that tomorrow, Tuesday, have lunch with the captain over at the Mission Barbecue for 5602 West Waters Avenue, Town and Country section of Tampa, right there off the end of the airport runway. You come up the Veterans Expressway, most direct way to get there, and get off Waters Avenue. And after you pass through the first traffic light, before you get to the second traffic light, you'll see them on the right with the big American flag up front. So that's Mission Barbecue. Be there tomorrow, 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. Have lunch with the captain. Going to have a nice table all set up there. And look forward to seeing a whole bunch of folks. All right, well, coming back, as I said, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. We're just getting wound up here. Be here for the next 3 hours.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-